Support for this podcast comes from Red Hat. The inspiration behind the book, The Open Organization, from Red Hat CEO Jim Whitehurst, detailing his experiences leading organizations openly and collaboratively. Available online and in stores today.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Celebrations in Paris today after delegates from almost 200 nations reached a deal yesterday to curb global warming. From Paris, NPR's Christopher Joyce reports the agreement is being widely praised as a landmark.
It took 13 days of negotiations at a Paris conference center to craft the agreement. President Obama praised the result, one that was high on his to-do list for his last term in office. UN Secretary Ban Ki-moon called the agreement historic. It was also a political victory for the French government. French negotiators took the lead in shepherding numerous drafts through many objections and revisions. In the end, the pact requires all countries, rich and poor, to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases that warm the planet. But the level of reductions won't keep warming below dangerous levels. So the agreement requires countries to keep meeting for decades to reduce emissions even more. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Paris.
For the first time in Saudi Arabia, women have been elected to public office. At least 19 women won seats for local councils after a vote this weekend. The conservative kingdom is the last Gulf country to enfranchise women. And Pierce Deborah Amos has more from Jeddah.
The winners came from vastly different parts of the country, from the capital Riyadh to the coastal city of Jeddah, and even from a small village near Islam's holy city of Mecca. It was a bigger win than expected. Voter registration was dramatically low for women, but for those who did sign up, turnout was more than 80% to cast their first ballot. Saudi men supported women candidates, campaigned for them, and voted for them. Municipal councils are the only elected government body in the country, but with little power in this absolute monarchy. Still, Saudi women celebrated the breakthrough while acknowledging the obstacles that remain to an equal role in public life. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Jeddah.
Investors are waiting to see whether the coming week brings more volatility in the nation's financial markets. And here's Jim Zaroli reports that the markets have shown new signs of turbulence just as the Federal Reserve prepares to raise interest rates.
There's no guarantee, but the Fed is widely expected to raise interest rates by at least a quarter of a percentage point on Wednesday. Fed officials have made clear the U.S. economy has finally strengthened to the point that rates no longer need to be at historic lows. But the expected rate increase also seems to be raising questions about how much longer the economic expansion can continue. On Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 1.8%, and the interest rates on government bonds fell to levels not seen since September. Oil prices fell 11% last week, and there may be something of a rout going on in the junk bond market. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
In world financial markets, Asian markets are trading much lower. The Nikkei in Japan down 2.6%. The Asia down more than 1.5%. U.S. futures contracts slightly higher. This is NPR. Seattle is close to becoming the first city to let drivers of ride-hailing companies, including Uber and Lyft, collectively bargain over pay and working conditions. The city council will vote tomorrow on the issue on whether to extend collective bargaining rights to drivers of taxis, for-hire transportation companies, and app-based ride-hailing services that are all part of the growing on-demand economy. The companies oppose the idea. For the third year in a row, marine biologists are expecting hundreds of sea lions and fur seals, mostly pups, to wash ashore along California's beaches, stranded, starved, or dead. As Daniel Carson reports, scientists expect as many this winter.
More than 3,000 sea lions washed ashore in the first 6 months of the year. One theory, El Nino is warming ocean temperatures. That could be sending food sources like sardines looking for colder water. And that's forcing sea lions to swim farther out to find food, leaving their pups alone for longer periods of time. David Bard, director of the Marine Mammal Care Center in San Pedro, says they've rescued hundreds so far this year.
The fact of the matter is the numbers we are facing are unprecedented, never been seen in California prior to this.
Some beachgoers chase the sea lions back into the ocean, but experts say that's the worst thing they can do since the animals are coming ashore to warm up and rest. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Los Angeles.
Crude oil prices are trading lower in overnight Asian trading, down about 0.3% at $35.48 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.